Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Logo, SC Films International. Logo, 3QU Media. Logo, Vanguard. Logo, Comic Animations. Zooming down a purple spiral on a black background, words appear inside the spiral. A Netflix original film. A 3QU Media production of a Vanguard animation film. In association with CineSite Studios and SC Films International. The view zooms down the spiral to the very bottom, where the title appears in bright green lettering, Gnome Alone. A car travels on a freeway with boxes and suitcases strapped to the roof. A woman drives. A young girl sits in the back. She leans on the door, looking out the window sadly. Speakerphone.
So, did the movers already deliver the furniture?
Yesterday. All Chloe and I need to do now is move in.
And in a year, I'm sure you'll be packing up and moving out.
Hey, it's different this time. I have a new job, new house. We're both really excited.
That's what you say every time.
Oh, really? When have I ever been excited for a move?
There was Denver, Madison, now New England.
Okay, all right.
Where's your next?
You sound like Mom.
Catherine, you can't keep moving Chloe around the country like that.
I know.
You two need to settle into a place. Why don't you throw down some roots? Maybe you could give Chloe a chance to make a real friend and have a life. What do you think? Oh, does she still have that pink hair?
Yeah, she was trying to fit in with a group of friends. I gotta pick my battles. You know, it's actually kind of growing on me.
Chloe types a note to herself on her phone. Change hair color. They arrive in the town of Tenderville.
They say that home is where the heart is. But I don't know if I have ever been home long enough to want to leave it. Cause I don't know if I have ever been home.
Catherine parks the car in front of a house.
This is it, Chloe. Our new house. Chloe?
She turns and sees Chloe busy texting.
Chloe?
Chloe looks up from her phone. She looks out at the tall, spooky-looking gray wood house with a yard full of dead plants.
I know it doesn't look like much, but it's got good bones.
Yep. I'm pretty sure there's actual bones in there too, Mom.
They look at each other. Next, Catherine opens the front door and they enter the dark house. Catherine reaches over to a light switch and flicks it, but nothing happens. Chloe is behind her, texting. She looks up from her phone.
This place is wired for electricity, right, Mom?
Of course, I think.
Phone, remind us to buy light bulbs.
I'll set the reminder.
Catherine walks around, opening drapes to let the sunlight in. With the first window, the light reveals a garden gnome on the floor. Chloe crouches down to look at it. She pokes at the gnome's red hat, making it wobble. As more light is let in the room, more gnomes are revealed on the floor.
What's with all the tiny Santas?
Aw, look at those little hats and beards. They're garden gnomes.
Then why aren't they in the garden?
Did you see the piano downstairs? The last owners must have left it. New house, new-ish piano.
Upstairs, Catherine opens drapes and looks outside.
The backyard looks promising.
Where's the Wi-Fi in this place?
They're installing it this afternoon.
What? I'm almost out of data.
It's okay, Chloe.
My combat captain hangout is starting right now, and it's an extremely important... Ooh, the neighbor's Wi-Fi is unlocked. Thank you, Edward's family Wi-Fi 5G.
Combat captain raid starting in 1 minute.
Chloe goes up another level and enters a room. On her phone, the Wi-Fi turns off. She goes from room to room, holding up her phone, trying to get a signal.
No. I'm not signed in.
Raid starting in 5.
Oh, no.
4.
Sign in.
3.
Sign in.
Combat captain raid has begun.
No!
She kicks the wall.
Ugh! I hate this house!
She leans against a hallway wall and frowns. Suddenly, a small panel opens up in the wall next to her, revealing a flight of stairs. Chloe crouches down and holds her phone into the doorway. She goes up the stairs and opens a hatch above her head. She is surrounded by glowing green light.
Whoa.
In the secret attic that she has discovered, Chloe sees a glowing green stone under a glass dome.
What is this?
Her eyes widen as she stares at the stone in wonder. Later, the house is quiet except for a faucet dripping in the kitchen. Chloe comes back through the open panel in the wall. She is holding the glowing stone.
Hey, Mom! Check out what I found!
The panel closes behind her.
Ah!
The six garden gnomes from downstairs are now on the floor in front of Chloe.
Mom? Did you bring those tiny Santa statues up here?
Gnomes, Chloe, and I have to touch them.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Do you remember which box we packed the auto back in? Ooh, never mind, found it. If you see any trash up there, bring it down. This place is a mess.
Chloe's eyes narrow. Next, outside, she lines up the gnomes along the sidewalk. On each of them is a sticky note with the word free, freebie, or gratis. A boy wearing glasses sticks his head around the corner.
Glad to see someone's finally moving into Frankenstein's castle.
Chloe blinks.
That was rude. That's just what some of the kids at school call it. Which, when you think about it, is kind of a compliment. Frankenstein was a brilliant scientist. Bitterly flawed, but brilliant. Okay, this is going terrible. Come on, Liam. Come on. The house has got great bones. Not that you don't know that. And you know, I call it more of a Victorian postmodern classical abandon. Not Frankenstein at all, but hi, I'm Liam.
Chloe heads back inside.
Strong and silent. I like it. Also, loving the pink hair. Hey, may I have one of your free garden gnomes?
She goes in the house.
Is that a yes? I think that's a yes.
Nighttime, Chloe and her mother eat takeout food.
This place is finally coming together, huh? How was that combat, Captain? Did you capture all the borks and glorks?
Mom, borks and glorks, not a thing. Plus, my team moved on without me anyway.
Catherine's phone.
Oh, it's work. I'll take it later.
First day of school tomorrow. That's exciting.
First day. Again.
Yeah. Again. Who was that boy you were talking to outside?
Ew. That guy was the worst.
Oh, I thought he was kind of cute.
Mom.
You're going to make new friends here.
It doesn't matter. We're just gonna move again, and then my new friends will forget about me too.
But you're sending them texts all the time.
Yeah, sending, but not receiving.
I know it's been hard moving around so much, but that's what this house is for. A place to settle down.
I know. I'll be fine.
I'm trying, Chloe. I really am. I want to give you a home.
I know. It's okay. I'm fine.
Oh. I'm sorry, hon.
Catherine picks up the phone.
Hello? No, I haven't checked my email. The Wi-Fi just went up. I know. Can you believe it? It took forever.
She walks out of the kitchen. Chloe stares sadly at her food. She fights off tears. Suddenly, a cheese grater falls off of a shelf and lands on the floor. Chloe empties her plate of uneaten Chinese food into a trash can. Then she takes a packaged turnover out of the fridge and puts it into the microwave. Behind her, something scurries across the floor. Then the trash can jiggles back and forth. Chloe turns around. A flash of lightning. In another room, Catherine works on a laptop while wearing earbuds. Chloe, still focused on the trash can, reaches behind her and opens a drawer. It only contains three barbecue utensils. She grabs a spatula and holds it up like a weapon. Chloe creeps towards the trash can, wielding the spatula. She swings it behind her head like a baseball bat, then presses the foot pedal to open the can. She looks inside, nothing but garbage. She relaxes. She closes the lid and goes to get her food. Now, morning. Chloe knocks on the hallway panel. She calls down to her mom.
Hey, do you know anything about an attic in this house?
Huh. The realtor didn't mention anything.
And since we bought the house, that means we own everything inside of it, right?
I suppose, yes.
Cool.
Lock up before you leave. Love you!
Chloe wears the green stone on a string around her neck. She heads downstairs. She looks upstairs towards the sound.
Goodbye, weird house!
She heads out the front door. As soon as she is gone, a bright purple burst of light appears inside the house. The light becomes a twirling spiral. Then, a small, round object pops out from the center of the spiral and lands on the floor. At school, a basketball game. Chloe and Liam are the only two watching in the stands, sitting several rows apart. Chloe eats her lunch.
Hey, you! Neighbor!
Liam comes down and joins her. Chloe rolls her eyes.
Oh, cool necklace! So sparkly. It's an emerald, right? Alexandrite, peridot?
To himself.
Stop talking about precious stones! You're gonna weird her out, dude! My name's Liam, in case you forgot. You don't talk much.
And you talk a lot.
I do! My grandma says I talk too much.
Yeah.
Thanks again for the gnome.
You're welcome. And please, take as many of those weird Santa Clauses as you want. They creep me out. I'm Chloe.
Hey, you want to come hang out with me and my friends after school? And by friends, I mean just me.
They both look towards the door. Three girls in trendy outfits enter the gym, all looking at their phones. Chloe's eyes widen.
Who are they?
Brittany, Tiffany, and Chelsea, otherwise known as the BTCs.
The BTCs?
They are the power trifecta. If they don't think it's cool, it didn't even happen. It's like they breathe a special kind of air that gets you into all the best parties and makes you instant friends with everyone.
Sounds pretty great.
You can't trust them, Chloe. Be careful.
Heads up!
A basketball hits Liam in the head. A cool-looking blonde boy wearing a hoodie and cap waits for Chloe to toss it back to him. Instead, she shoots it through a basket.
Nice shot.
The BTC girls notice. Liam.
That's Trey. Not very smart, exceptional DNA. But is he happy? I mean...
Yo, new girl.
Come here. We want to talk to you.
Take a sec and think about
what... about it.
Liam gets smacked with another ball.
So, you're the new girl.
Yeah, I'm Chloe. That's my cat's name.
Oh.
I'm Brittany, and these are my BFFs, Tiffany and Chelsea.
OMGB, that is so true. We're such great BFFs.
Chelsea.
Sorry.
So, check this, new girl.
It's Chloe.
Whatever. Trey, totally into you.
Me? You think?
Absolute. And just so you know, I'm not even mad because you're trying to date my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, I'm not trying to...
Girl, I can't with that necklace.
Tell me where you bought it.
I actually made... I just had the best idea ever. Why don't you come to the dance with me, Tiff, and Chels?
Tiffany pops bubblegum.
Yeah, totally. But on one condition. You let me borrow that necklace.
Lunch hour is over.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yay, so excited.
When Chloe takes off the necklace to hand it to Brittany, it glows so brightly that Liam can see it across the room.
And give me your number so we can text. We really need to talk about what you're gonna wear, because I have some thoughts. Later, new girl.
They call me Hell. They call me Stacy.
Liam,
how'd it go?
I think I just made some new friends.
I was afraid of this. Look, I think the best thing to do is just...
Chloe reads a text.
Thanks again for the necklace, new girl. Smiley face, smiley face.
She sent me a smiley face. See you, Liam.
On her way out, she sees Trey looking at her. She smiles. Later, she is on the phone as she arrives home.
And then they just asked me to go to the dance with them. Me, the new girl.
That's so great, Chloe. See? I knew everything was gonna work out.
Yeah, kinda did. Ooh, my phone's about to die.
That's okay, honey. I'll talk to you when I get home.
Okay, I'll see you tonight, Mom.
Chloe opens the freezer. She reaches up and feels around, but the shelf is empty. She closes it and looks in the fridge. Behind her, the round object speeds across the floor. Chloe puts a plate with two corn dogs on the table, then goes back to the fridge. With her back turned, the purple ball appears on one of the kitchen chairs. Chloe searches in the fridge. She picks up a lemon. Then she puts a jar of mayonnaise on the table, not noticing the purple ball, which now has arms, legs, and a face. She turns back to the fridge. The creature waves at her, then steals one of the corn dogs and eats it. Chloe looks at her phone and sees a low battery warning. The purple creature jumps up onto the table and grabs the second corn dog. Chloe slowly turns around. The creature belches, revealing sharp, pointy teeth. Chloe drops her phone. The little monster's eyes fly wide open. Chloe dashes out of the kitchen. The monster rolls speedily across the floor. It gets in front of her and bares its teeth. Chloe looks around desperately. She grabs her backpack and throws it at the monster, then runs back into the kitchen and grabs her phone.
Come on, come on, come on!
The battery goes from 1% to 0. The monster jumps up on the table and growls at Chloe. She backs up against the fridge.
What do you want? You, whatever you are, stay away from me!
It bangs its fist on the table.
Food, food!
What? Are you trying to say something?
Food!
Wait, like me? Because I'm not food!
She sees a bowl of apples on top of the microwave. She holds out an apple at arm's length. She raises it above her head. She leans to one side. Chloe tosses the apple. The monster catches it in midair, then jumps back onto the table.
Here you go!
She throws another one and runs off. It catches up to her.
You want more food? Have it all!
She dumps the rest of the bowl into its wide-open mouth. She goes back to the fridge and starts throwing things at it, one after another.
Carrots! Good for your eyesight!
Right into its mouth.
Hot potatoes! Fresh eggs!
Every time she throws an egg, the monster grows another arm and catches it. It eats all five at once. She flings a big bunch of broccoli. It gobbles the whole thing, chews, then spits it out.
I hate broccoli, too. Yes!
Food!
No reason to panic. Nice little monster.
A view of the house from outside as Chloe continues to throw the rest of the contents of the fridge into the monster's mouth. Day turns into night. In the kitchen, Chloe sits on the floor in front of the open fridge. She looks exhausted. The monster's eyes are also half closed. It sits on the table, with six arms spread out around it. Chloe tosses a single grape. The monster doesn't even try to catch it. It bounces off its face. The fridge is now empty. The monster sits motionless on the table. Chloe carefully stands up and slowly backs out of the room. Another monster appears in front of her, growling.
No more food. No food left. Your brother ate it all. Or maybe that was your sister.
She keeps backing up. She stumbles over some boxes.
No. Stay away from me.
Chloe shields her face as the monster leaps towards her. Suddenly, it stops in midair, trapped in a bubble of bright green light. Chloe peeks out and sees the bubble shrink and disappear. One of the garden gnomes is in a box, holding binoculars.
Trog has been neutralized.
Upstairs.
When we got the ooze,
we can't lose.
Alpha, Bravo!
Chloe backs away.
Santa's?
Remain calm, human. There's no need to be scared.
She backs up into a stack of boxes. She slowly looks up. A small gnome is in the top box. He is holding a hammer. Chloe faints.
They never believe me. Get me a status check on Pinky. And Pocket, put the hammer away. You look terrifying.
Alpha and Bravo come downstairs.
She must have hit the snooze,
cause she's passed out.
Guys, she's fine. Check her for the keystone.
Pocket lifts up one of her arms. That tickles Chloe, and she swings her arm, accidentally flinging Pocket against a wall.
Ah, shave my beard.
That's a no-go on the keystone.
Put it to bed. Question her in the morning.
The trog on the kitchen table wakes up.
Till we get the keystone back, we're on high alert, which means no poker playing, no whittling, no singing of those sea shanties. It's all business.
He snaps his fingers. Alpha and Bravo head into the kitchen, carrying weapons filled with glowing green liquid.
I don't like the look of that.
They see the mess.
This is worse than I thought.
The leader goes over to Chloe, who is still passed out.
You better know where that keystone is, Pinky. Or it's the end of everything.
Now, morning. The sun shines in through Chloe's bedroom window.
No.
Chloe is in bed, talking in her sleep.
Santa's. Giant. Hammer. It's not Christmas.
She awakes with a start.
Who are you talking to, hun?
What? Oh! No one. I was...
I'm sorry I missed you last night. Traffic was unbelievable. What's wrong, Chloe?
Nothing. I had a bad dream.
Oh, sweetie. So listen, I have to fly to the city for the day.
What? So I'm gonna be home alone? The dance is tonight. I wanted you to meet my friends.
You'll be fine. I won't be too late. That's my cab. I'll see you tonight. And thanks for cleaning up the house last night.
She leaves. Chloe looks surprised. She gets out of bed and looks out the window. She watches her mother get into a cab. Chloe dashes downstairs. She sees a stack of boxes and opens one, finding nothing. Then she peeks around the corner of the kitchen and looks in. The kitchen is spotless. She slowly heads back up the stairs. An automatic vacuum is gliding along the hallway floor. She steps past it and enters her bedroom. Pocket is on her bed, holding his wooden hammer. Chloe turns and sees a gray-haired gnome pushing the door shut.
And with the speed of a serpent, the trap is sprung. Now! Go, go, go!
What is going on?
Alpha and Bravo swing down from the ceiling and quickly tie her to a chair with dental floss.
Who are you?
The leader.
I'll ask the questions, Pinky. Where's the keystone?
The what?
The what? You stole it from our headquarters. Powerful glowing green gem. Where is it? And don't even think about lying to us gnomes.
This cannot be happening right now.
We need that keystone back in this house now. It's the only thing that can stop the portals.
Forbeeth if the sacred keystone remains unfound. A darkness will unfold across this realm.
Darkness means dead.
Wait, is this because I gave away your dwarf buddy?
Dwarf?
Maybe we should put you on the side of the road. For sale. Sassy girl. Cheap.
Sorry, Santa. Elf thing.
Okay. Elves wear green hats. We are gnomes.
Okay, I can fix this. Phone, where can I buy a gnome?
We need the keystone! The keystone!
Chloe's phone.
Keys. Keys 24-hour locksmith.
I hear a lady speaking, but where is she creeping?
Who is that tiny woman? And how did she come to inhabit the box?
The girl is a witch!
No, I'm not!
Attack the magic box!
Alpha and Bravo vault the leader onto the bed. He grabs the phone.
What is your question?
I shall release you from your bonds, captive maiden!
The leader throws the phone at him. It hits his hat and knocks him down. The leader jumps off the bed and onto the phone.
Whoa! Stop!
Pocket is about to smash it with his hammer.
Just don't smash my phone. I'm expecting some very important text messages.
I don't even know what that means. We're too busy protecting you from all the trogs.
What the heck are trogs?
You met one last night. They're small and round, with razor-sharp teeth, and always hungry.
There was one behind her bed.
So it did happen.
You defended this house honorably.
Yeah, well, for a human. But the only thing that will keep them from invading our world is a keystone. And without it, we will be overrun.
If this keystone is so important, then I'll just bring it back. It's safe and sound. In my locker, at school,
So if you untie me, I can go get it.
If those trogs were to escape a ruinous darkness of 1,000 years.
The trog. It bounces all around the room. It lands on the floor next to the phone.
My phone!
It swallows the phone. It jumps into a laundry chute.
Trog's headed for the basement. Grab your oozers. Go, go, go.
Wait, aren't you going to untie me?
Yeah. No, I don't trust you.
I need my phone.
She leans back in the chair until it falls over. The gnomes scurry down the stairs, enter a door, and head down to the basement. They are carrying the guns with the green liquid. Pocket has his hammer.
Positions. Pocket, open the door.
They make a small teeter-totter from a stick and a tube. They drop a can of paint on one end, sending Pocket flying up to the top of the laundry chute door. He opens it. They look towards the stairs and aim their weapons. Instead of the trog, they see Chloe.
Pinky!
I can't go anywhere without my phone. So your ooze thingies can kill that thing, right?
Ooze doesn't kill them. It just sends them back to where they came from, okay?
How nice. Where does my phone go?
Pocket shines a flashlight up the laundry chute. He turns back to the others and shrugs. Suddenly, the trog lands on top of him. They both fall into a laundry basket.
Awesome!
The trog starts bouncing around the room. It knocks down a metal light fixture and hides under it to dodge the shooting ooze. It heads up the stairs, and the older gnome tries to block its way.
You shall not!
It speeds past him, knocking him down the stairs.
My back. Now what?
They head upstairs and see Liam peering through the glass in the front door.
That's the kid that stole Charlie. Tell your boyfriend to give him back.
Okay, but just so we're clear, he's not my boyfriend.
Now!
She opens the door.
Good morning! Want to walk to school together?
Chloe hears the noise and panics.
I think I'm coming down with something. Must be that virus everyone's been talking about. Hey, I'm gonna need that gnome back.
Oh, my grandma will be happy to hear that. She says he's been following her around. A little garden gnome. She's so weird.
What? Crazy. Just bring him back, okay? Bye.
Wait, since you're sick, does that mean you're not going to the dance?
No, I'm going. I'm not, like, sick. I'm more like sick-ish. Just bring the gnome.
Suddenly, the trog runs past with two gnomes in pursuit.
My friends are texting me! Give me back my phone!
Chloe joins the chase. The trog turns into a ball. Chloe throws books at it.
Nothing! Yes!
The trog stands still and looks frightened as the phone vibrates and lights up inside its body.
Oh no, it could be Brittany. Phone, answer the call on speaker.
Hello? Chloe? Just checking to make sure you got to school okay.
The older gnome.
How many maidens are in that box?
I can't hear you too well, hon.
Mom, don't hang up.
You put your mother in that phone? That's low, Pinky.
There's a storm here. It's very possible my flight will be delayed until later tonight.
I really think you should be here tonight. I'm not so sure about this house.
All old houses are weird.
No. Mom, this house is really, really weird.
A gnome takes a shot and misses.
Sorry, honey. It's a really bad connection. You're all garbled.
Mom!
I'll try you later.
No!
Bye!
They keep shooting.
Give me that!
Before Chloe has a chance to shoot, the trog leaps onto her face. The gnomes try to help her pry it off. Pocket smacks it with the hammer, and the trog leaps inside the piano. Three gnomes jump on and close the lid, trapping it.
Badly damaged, young lady.
Not really.
Chloe stares at the ceiling. The leader jumps up on the piano bench and starts to play. Answers the door to Liam.
You're no m'lady. What's going on in there?
Nothing, just playing a little combat captain.
I play combat captain every day. That is not...
Oh yeah, you're right. Okay, bye.
Liam looks curious. He moves to the side of the door, trying to see through the windows. He puts his face right up to a window. Inside, the trog leaps at him. Then it is instantly vaporized. Liam bursts in the front door. Chloe stands, holding the gnome.
What is going on in here?
Oh, boy.
Later in the living room.
Gnomes?
Yep.
Trogs?
Yep.
Liam stares at her.
I can't breathe! I can't breathe! I'm gonna throw up!
All right, guys, come on out.
The gnomes pop out from their various hiding places. At the same time, the sixth gnome comes to life.
Charlie!
Gnome!
Liam blinks.
We thought our trio was down to a duo. Gnome, gnome!
Like I said, they're alive.
The gnomes happily reunite. Liam takes off running. The older gnome trips him with a spear. When he tries to stand up, the others stand on top of him, hold him down, and tie his ankles.
Watch it, Skinny. We've taken down mushrooms bigger than you.
Okay, this was interesting, but I have a bio test. Need to look over the old flashcards, you know
what? No one is going anywhere.
Just let me out of here, and I can get that gem, or keystone, back.
Me too. I can help get the key.
No way. I trust you about as far as I can throw you with my teeny tiny arms. You go to school and get the keystone. Then you can have your boyfriend back. Floss him, gnomes.
They use dental floss to hang him upside down.
Watch yourself, Liam. These little guys are cranky and mean. But you get to skip school.
But I like school.
Next, the BTC girls sit in the gym bleachers. Chloe bursts in.
Hey, guys!
New girl, did you totally, like, skip classes this morning?
I think I have to skip all day, actually.
Too epic.
Listen, so awkward, but I need that necklace back.
That's literally so funny, Angie.
The funniest bee.
Right? But I'm kind of being serious, literally.
Brittany does not look up from her phone.
It's at my house. I'll be right back.
Chloe runs out of the gym and shuts the door. She returns.
Okay, no problem about that necklace thing.
Can you just bring it to the dance tonight? You should totes come to yoga with me.
For sure. I've always wanted to.
Yeah, we're done talking.
Now, at home, Chloe enters the front door.
Hello? Liam? Tiny Santas?
She looks around at the piles of boxes and a few pieces of furniture. She starts to back out.
Chloe!
Liam has an Oozer gun.
You're back!
How did you... Where did you get the...
What?
He slides down the banister, lands hard, and falls off.
Liam?
He jumps up.
Check out this Oozer. The gnomes were actually stealing my water guns from my house all these years. Bunch of sneaks. But we talked about it, reached an understanding. So where's the keystone?
Well...
We caught like two trogs while you were gone. Oh, and I almost got eaten. Twice. Chloe, where's the keystone?
Yeah, I ran into a little snack.
He stares at her.
I lent it to Brittany. She didn't have it at school, but it's okay. She promised she'd give it back to me after the dance.
There are monsters attacking your house!
Our savior hath returned. Now, I shall restore the keystone forthwith.
She lent it to a girl who won't give it back.
The gnome smacks her with his spear.
I take back all the nice things I said.
I'm sorry, but I'm new, and I'm trying to make friends, and Brittany has to borrow it. She's cool.
He hits her again.
Ouch!
Oh, okay, hold on. You lent out the keystone because you wanted to make friends.
Yes. Missed.
Pocket hits her.
Ouch!
A purple vortex appears and a trog pops out of it.
Now, I'm sick of these humans. They don't care enough about stopping the trogs, then why should I? Go ahead, take the house. I'm out. Adios.
Wait.
Farewell.
I can't do this.
Good night.
He turns his back.
Bye. Gesundheit.
Liam and the other gnomes head upstairs in pursuit of the trog. They stop at the top of the stairs and look around. They move forward, wielding their oozers.
In the cabinet.
The trog sounds are coming from one of the dozens of cabinet drawers. Liam, Alpha, Bravo, and Charlie hold oozers. Pocket, carrying his hammer, climbs up a stack of boxes. Pocket reaches a partially open drawer. He raises his hammer and pulls it open. It is empty, and the Trog has stolen the hammer. The Trog strikes Pocket with the hammer, knocking him to the floor. Then it jumps around from drawer to drawer, waving from each one. The gnomes can't catch it. Chloe and Liam look at each other as the gnomes try to catch the Trog. When one of the gnomes has his back turned, the Trog opens a drawer and hits him with the hammer.
No!
The gnomes aim their oozers. It jumps inside a drawer, then almost instantly pops up in another one.
How is it doing that?
Three drawers open, revealing more Trogs.
Wait, there's three of them!
I count four!
Two of them jump down and attach themselves to Chloe. Trying to get away, she knocks over a stack of boxes. More Trogs pour out of the boxes and roll down the stairs.
That's a code red! Fall back!
The lead gnome opens the secret panel in the hallway.
Everyone in! Come on! You too, Pinky!
All of the gnomes enter, followed by Liam and Chloe.
I knew it!
The door slams behind them, and eight Trogs throw themselves against the panel. Liam.
It is Frankenstein's castle!
The gnomes turn a knob, causing sirens and red lights. All over the house, metal panels lock down all the doors and windows.
All right, boys, keep your eyes peeled for any portal activity.
Locking us inside? With the Trogs? Yeah, sure, that's a great plan.
What's your plan, Pinky? You failed at getting the keystone and...
He struggles to remove his headset.
Until the situation is contained, no one enters or exits.
Trogs are listening.
I have a dance to get to.
A quick question. Why are the Trogs here?
The older gnome blows bubbles from a pipe.
Well, quite simply, my boy. For your destruction.
Liam's eyes widen. Pocket draws the story on a chalkboard.
Many, many years ago, long before humans walked the earth, we gnomes made this land a green, fertile place.
Animated chalk flowers.
Then, one dark day, the Trogs invaded.
A purple Trog and a green crystal.
Using a magic crystal, they opened a portal.
Trogs jump into a spinning purple spiral.
And swarmed into our world. They became our mortal enemies. We gnomes grew life, and the Trogs devoured it.
Trogs eat all the flowers.
The insatiable beasts ate everything. Using our own magic, we beat back the Trogs into their own dimension.
And then some genius human decided to build this house directly over the spot where they first came out.
On top of an intersection of time and space.
A drawing of the house on top of the portal.
A doorway of endless portals connecting our worlds.
Chloe.
Yeah, the realtor left that part out.
With the keystone, we were able to control the portals from opening and protect the world from destruction. We six, with our fearless leader Zamphir, took a sacred oath to guard this house, just in case.
In case of what?
Oh, I don't know. Say some kid with mixed up priorities stumbled upon the keystone and decided it would make a nice necklace to give away to a girl she thought was cool.
Trogs.
I didn't ask for any of this. I never wanted to move here. I hate this house.
The gnomes turn to their equipment.
Portal opening in sector R4.
The basement again.
Next, as they all enter the basement, the Trogs hide. They head down the stairs. Three of the gnomes carry oozers. Next to the staircase, they discover a spinning purple portal.
An interdimensional doorway? Sick!
Stand back. Whatever gets sucked in there doesn't come back.
He stands, looking into the vortex.
Is he okay?
Where six are before you now, there once stood seven.
Who's missing?
Zamphir.
Our leader. He journeyed alone into the depths of the Trog world to destroy it forever. He never returned.
A Trog pops out of the portal. They zap it immediately.
Then we'll just have to get the keystone back from Brittany.
Yeah, Liam's right. I have to get out of this house to get to the dance. To get to the keystone, that's why I need to get out. The keystone, definitely not the dance.
Okay, I'll lift the lockdown. Go to the dance.
Yes!
And get the keystone. We won't be able to restart the lockdown, but we will contain this...
Chloe is texting.
What are you doing?
What?
Next, in the attic.
So, ooze. What is it? Don't exactly know. Why does it work? Couldn't tell you. Where does it come from? This plant. We only have as much ooze as this plant can produce. Who knows how long it will last? And when it's gone... It's gone.
In the kitchen, the older gnome stirs a pot of ooze.
That pie makes a horrible stink, huh?
I lay claim to that foul stench. All this action fills me with a mighty wind. Ah, mighty wind indeed.
Ooh.
The oozers are now reloaded.
Okay, we should be able to keep things in check.
Spoken like a true gnome. Let's lock and load. Ready, Pinky?
Chloe is texting.
Pinky!
Sorry! Texting with Brit. How long do you think this trog oozing thing is gonna take? Because the dance is in 3 hours, and I haven't even figured out what I'm wearing yet. Yo!
Next, scenes of Chloe and Liam running all over the house, chasing trogs and zapping them away with oozers. They head up and down the stairs and from room to room. Sometimes they zap the trogs, and sometimes they miss. Chloe and Liam collapse on top of some boxes, exhausted from running. The leader gnome frowns and gives them a thumbs down. They keep going. Now they are chased by three trogs. The leader zaps them, then gives another thumbs down.
But not broken, we've come too far too.
Next, in the attic, Chloe draws a plan on the chalkboard. Liam and the gnome nod in approval. Then, Liam lowers Chloe down on a rope beside the staircase. She is holding an oozer.
Untouchable. And yo, don't know what we're made of. But now we're gonna let you know, oh, that you're not the greatest. Won't hide in.
From that position, Chloe tries to zap a trog on the banister, but it dodges every shot. Chloe ends up spinning around on the rope. Thumbs down from the leader gnome. In the attic, Liam draws an elaborate machine on the chalkboard. The remote control machine is attached to the robot vacuum. It spits out food. Then, when the trogs come to eat it, it zaps them with ooze. The robot works. The leader gnome gives them a thumbs up. Liam and Chloe fist bump. They lower Chloe down on the rope again. This time, she wears a metal pot on her head as a helmet. Two trogs head up the stairs. She zaps one and misses the other.
When you don't know.
I got one!
Liam accidentally lets go of the rope. He grabs it and stops Chloe just before she reaches the bottom, putting her face to face with the other trog. It gives her a kiss and laughs at her. Pocket sneaks up on the trog and whacks it with his hammer. It lands in the pot of ooze, causing a boom that knocks over a lamppost outside.
Strong stuff.
In the living room, a bunch of trogs are trying to eat books from the bookshelves. Chloe and Liam sneak in and take positions on opposite sides of the room. Liam zaps one trog, then another, then sees that he has run out of ooze. The other trogs attack Liam, jumping all over him. Aims her oozer and zaps one trog after another until all but one has been vaporized. Liam stands up, covered in ooze. Chloe laughs and takes out her phone to take a photo. The lead gnome and the other trog are also laughing. They pat each other on the back as they laugh, then realize what they are doing. The trog takes off and the gnome chases him. Later, on the stairs, the gnome shares a bubble pipe with Chloe.
You did good today, Pinky.
Oh, thanks.
You know, you and Liam, you guys make a great team. You must be a really good friend.
Oh, we're not friends. Yeah, not really. Excuse me a moment. Just need to check a mess.
I hate that contraption.
7 p.m.? That's in an hour.
Ah, that's plenty of time.
You've never gotten ready for a junior high dance, have you?
Nearby, they see the purple glow of another portal.
I'll be back in 5.
I got it.
She picks up her oozer.
Let's get it.
Well, what do you know?
Next, Chloe heads upstairs. Liam.
Hey, Chloe. Gonna do another round downstairs. Cover me?
Sorry. I gotta get ready.
We gotta get the keystone.
I'm going to get the keystone by myself.
She shuts her bedroom door.
All I'm saying is we just ooze the heck out of those trogs and that we obviously make a great team. You have a pot on your head.
She takes it off.
Thanks.
Are you sure you can use a friend out there?
I can do it myself. And I'm meeting the BTCs and they're not your friends.
Is that what this is about? The BTCs or Trey?
What's that supposed to mean?
The BTCs don't know how to be friends. I mean, not real friends.
What do you know about friends? Your only friend is your grandma.
That's not true. My grandma has made it very clear she's not my friend. I've never had a real friend, and I don't think you have either.
Okay, Liam. I don't have any real friends. Is that what you want to hear? My mom and I, we move around all the time. We never settle. And I never have time to get to know anyone.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
Chloe, I'm sorry.
Don't be.
She pushes him out of her room and shuts the door. Chloe leans against the door. She crosses her arms and closes her eyes.
It's fine. I'm fine.
Later, the sun is setting. The house is quiet. Liam sits at the piano looking sad. Behind him, Chloe comes downstairs wearing a pink dress. She glances over at Liam, then heads for the door. The lead gnome is waiting at the door, wearing a headset.
We'll hold off as many trogs as possible. We only got enough ooze to last a couple of hours. Be back here by 9.
9 o'clock? Got it.
And Pinky. Well, the boys and me wanted to say that even though you're human and all, you look pretty. Nice tonight.
He smiles awkwardly. Chloe turns to the other gnomes.
Oh, guys. Thanks.
Oh, and, get the keystone!
You can count on me.
She opens the door and walks out. Pocket looks hopeful. Chloe checks her phone. She sees that there is a text from Liam. She ignores it. In the house, the older gnome to the leader.
Perhaps one day we can return to our garden.
I hope so, old timer. I hope so.
Shadows of trogs on the wall.
Okay, here we go.
Now the school dance. Liam walks into the gym and looks around. Chloe looks annoyed. She approaches him.
Liam!
She yanks his ear.
What are you doing here?
I can't say.
She yanks his other ear.
Sorry, Zook told me to follow you. Did you get my text?
Yeah, I don't need your help. I don't need anyone's help.
She pinches him.
Yeah, NG.
Okay, there they are. Party time.
Party is in code for get keystone, right?
Chloe approaches the BTC girls.
Is that nerd bothering you? Him? Ugh. Being cool can be really hard sometimes.
Hey, Britt, you're not wearing the necklace.
Yeah, no go. Total clash fest.
OMG, Brittany, that was such a good call. I mean, that necklace with those flats.
Selfie!
Chloe gets in the photo.
Host.
On the dance floor, the BTCs are focused on their phones.
I'll pray dance, we swing by my place and grab the necklace, okay? Ugh, I'm bored.
As soon as they walk away from Chloe, Trey joins her.
Hey.
From the refreshment table, Liam sees Chloe dancing with Trey.
So, Trey, like, very, in French.
No. Was that French?
Like, Trey Ying?
I don't speak French.
Liam crushes a cup.
Cool.
I mean, I like French fries. And French toast, obviously. And French onion soup.
So, food.
Yeah, I love food. Food's so good.
Nice. Me too. Food's...
Liam tries to get her attention.
I know, right? Can you imagine how much dinner would suck without food?
I gotta go. My friends need me.
I'm gonna keep dancing.
Then Chloe approaches the BTCs.
Ugh, this dance is the worst.
Totally. Maybe we should head over to your place.
Do I look like a loser?
No, I just...
Then why would I miss the dance? Because you just said...
Pardon me, ladies.
Liam.
I need to borrow Chloe for just one moment.
The losers are everywhere.
Does she have the keystone?
No, she left it at home, clashed with her outfit.
What?
I know, right? I think it would have looked great.
Chloe, we have got less than an hour to get back to the house. The world is running out of time.
Liam, take a chill pill. It's gonna be fine. Sook and the guys have it all under control. Trust me.
At the house, chaos. More and more Trogs pop through the portal, and the situation is out of control. Trogs outnumber gnomes by more than 10 to 1. Pocket uses his hammer to smash as many of them as he can, while the others use what's left of the ooze. Each of the gnomes does his best to fight off the Trogs as they attack. Meanwhile, they roll all over the house, knocking over boxes, crashing into light fixtures, and climbing the walls. Back at the dance, Liam.
Brittany!
She looks up from her phone.
What is happening?
You need to go home right now and get Chloe's necklace.
Brittany stares at him. Then she sees Chloe.
Oh, no wonder New Girl's been so desperate for it. It's a gift from her boyfriend.
Ew, no, he's not my boyfriend.
Ew? Ew?
Liam, go home!
Chloe stands with the BTCs. Brittany looks at her.
Just go home! Now!
Liam looks surprised and hurt. As he walks away, Tiffany sticks out her foot and trips him. He falls on his face and they take a photo. Whoa!
Posted.
Liam stands up and looks at Chloe. She turns and joins the BTCs. Liam leaves. Chloe glances back at the door while the BTCs caption the photo.
Hashtag walk much?
Chloe steps away from the group and opens the text that Liam sent her earlier. It reads, Dear Chloe, there is gnome one I'd rather save the world with. Your friend, Liam. Chloe looks upset. Now, Liam returns to the house. The gnomes pull him inside and quickly seal the door back up.
Let me guess. No keystone.
Chloe couldn't get it.
How much worse can it get?
A portal opens and more Trogs enter. Several of them grab Liam and drag him into the portal.
Liam!
All that is left are his glasses. At the dance, Chloe angrily marches over to Brittany.
New Girl, you're still here. Did you get rid of your boyfriend?
I want my necklace back. Now.
Whoa. Chill.
I'm very chill.
Is this girl for real right now? I lent my necklace to you because I thought we could be friends. But you know what? I don't want to be friends with someone like you. Even if I still had it, I wouldn't give it back.
What does that mean?
I tossed it.
Soup's ugly.
You threw away my necklace?
Liam was so right about you.
And I was wrong about you, Ingie. You're a loser, just like your loser boyfriend.
If you call him a loser again, I'm gonna go full-blown gnome on you.
Brittany stares at her blankly.
He's my friend. And my name is Chloe.
I'm sorry for what I did.
She throws open the gym doors and storms out.
I really messed it up this time.
A view of the house from outside. The night sky is full of stars. Chloe runs all the way home.
Did I lose a friend?
She drags herself up the front steps to the door.
I just wanna fit in. Fucking guys! Just open the door!
Just wanna fit in. Chloe falls to her knees in front of the door. Later, she sits on the porch, leaning against the door. She listens to a voicemail from her mother.
Hi, Chloe. My flight got delayed again. I'm so sorry. You're probably having fun at the dance right now with all those new popular girls. I am so happy you're actually making friends. Wish I could be there, Chloe. I'll see you soon. Love you.
Mom.
The door opens and the gnomes drag her inside. They are barricaded behind some boxes.
Pinky.
I made a terrible mistake.
Listen, I know you didn't get the keystone. But we got bigger problems now.
Where's Liam?
She sees Pocket holding Liam's glasses. He brings them to her.
A portal just opened up. There was no time to grab him before.
Even the robot that Liam built looks sad. Chloe looks at the glasses thoughtfully. Then she stands up with determination.
I'm going after him.
Up in her room, Chloe prepares for battle. She wears jeans and a t-shirt with the pot helmet on her head. She smears black makeup under her eyes. She secures a loaded Uzer and a flashlight to her backpack. Then she takes a few selfies, posing in her outfit. Now, a group of Trogs have taken over a bathroom. Two of them are slapping each other in the face for fun. Suddenly, they stop. Chloe is standing in the doorway.
Time to get flushed.
Zook and Alpha join her, and they eliminate the Trogs.
Nasty.
They enter the bathroom.
There should be a portal here.
But where could...
She hears a sound behind the medicine cabinet. She slowly approaches it and opens the door. A portal. Chloe stares into the purple vortex.
I'm going in.
This is really brave of you, Chloe. Stupid, but brave.
Chloe tosses a rope into the portal. She cannot see the bottom. The other end is tied around the toilet.
BRB. Promise.
Chloe takes Liam's glasses and lowers herself down the rope. The gnomes look down after her anxiously. Deep into the darkness, Chloe continues to drop.
Liam?
She shines her flashlight around as she goes.
Hello?
She moves lower, darkness all around her.
Liam! Where are you?
She shines the light. There is a Trog on the rope above her. The Trog chomps down on the rope. The light goes out as Chloe falls, followed by her gear. Chloe has landed. She picks up her flashlight and looks around. The ground appears to be made of thousands of round, purple Trogs. Other giant spheres float above, like planets made of millions of Trogs. She stares and walks backwards as a planet moves above her. She backs right into a stack of spheres. It is Liam, covered in Trogs.
Liam!
Shh, be quiet. I think they're all sleeping.
Thank goodness I found you.
What are you doing here?
I'm saving you.
Don't waste your time.
Chloe zaps a few Trogs. Nothing happens.
Huh. I guess this stuff really does send them back to where they came from.
That's what I was trying to say.
She pulls out a spatula.
Besides, I thought I was too ew to be saved.
She knocks the Trogs off of him with the spatula.
Liam, I should have listened to you. You were right about everything. I was so worried about making new friends that I didn't realize I already had one.
Liam does not face Chloe.
I know you totally hate me right now, and you should because I was the worst. And I'm sorry, and I guess what I'm trying to say
is, will you be my friend? Again?
Liam hesitates, then he turns to face her.
Of course I will, Chloe. You know I will. And just so you know, I never cry like this. Okay, I cry like this all the time.
It's okay.
She puts his glasses on him.
I'm here.
They smile at each other. Then, the surface beneath their feet vibrates.
We need to get out of here. Pronto.
But how? This isn't combat, Captain. We can't just cash in 12 hero badges and magically... Okay, what was that?
Behind them, a gnome floats by, playing a flute. Then, he bounces off Liam's head and lands next to them.
Zamfir.
Zamfir dances around, hopping from trog to trog, playing his flute.
Zamfir? Is that you?
I think he's trying to communicate.
How do you do?
He takes the flute out of his mouth.
Maybe he can't speak.
He sure can smell, though.
Get out! Back, man! This flute is a weapon! You better watch yourself! I'm coming at you! Watch out now! Hi-ya!
Oh! You can't speak! I'm Chloe. This is my friend Liam. Listen, we really need to get out of here. Can you help us?
Zamfir takes off running, then flaps his arms and floats up.
Get away!
Liam, come on! Hurry!
Chloe and Liam flap their arms and follow the gnome. They land on one of the floating planets and chase him.
Remember, I'm holding a weapon! Hey, hey, I'm with you.
Chloe almost catches him.
You do stink!
How could you get here? I gave the keystone to Zook to stop any more portals from opening. Ha-ha! So there's an answer. You're not real. Ha! Eyes open, she's still here!
The keystone's gone. It's not in the house anymore.
Then we got no time before all these trogs rise from their siestas and eat us whole. Criminy Johnson's pipe!
The ground vibrates.
Guys, what was that?
The Mega Trog!
Did you just say Mega Trog?
Good God! I'm deaf! You hear me now?
He points to a massive planet.
That, my friends, is a Mega Trog. The evil culmination of all trogs into a heap of pure destruction!
That's a lot of trog.
It will eat everything and everyone! There's nothing to stop it!
There's gotta be something we can
Everybody
do.
Everybody just calm down! Of course there's something we can do. There's always a way.
In the house, the battle continues.
I'm out of boost!
I feel I am as well!
These trogs can't stop!
Won't stop! Fall back! Hormatite perimeter!
They toss their empty oozers and back up against a wall. The trogs climb over the barricade and close in on them. In the trog world, Chloe, Liam, and Zamfir look up at a glowing green planet.
Whoa! That's the giant crystal!
Just like Quicksilver's story. If we got another piece of it, we could replace the keystone!
At their feet, some trogs wake up.
Uh-oh.
They kick some away, and Chloe knocks a few of them away with her spatula. Zamfir throws a rope up to the green planet, looping it around the crystal surface.
Okay, long legs, slide across!
Liam grabs the rope and slides along it until he reaches the planet.
What about you?
Go!
Zamfir holds the end of the rope as Chloe slides up and joins Liam. She drops her phone on the surface.
Your phone!
Chloe climbs up to the next level. Liam picks up Chloe's phone. He notices that the surface of the crystal glows brighter when the phone is resting on it.
This might be the answer.
Zamfir.
Oh, Lord Almighty!
He is sinking into the sea of trogs.
I got him.
Chloe yanks hard on the rope, pulling Zamfir up and out.
I think I have a plan.
Zamfir crashes into Liam.
Phew, you really stink.
I smother myself in trog poop. Hides the scent.
The phone is resting on the surface. The whole crystal glows brighter.
Wow.
Chloe! Remember at school how the keystone sparkled when you gave your phone to Brittany?
I get it. Brittany was a terrible friend.
No. This battery is made of lithium, very volatile when next to a lot of energy. And this crystal is made entirely of energy.
Hey there, Billy, you got yourself a good idea. I can take off.
Stop!
A portal opens up above them.
A portal! It's a portal!
Zamfir breaks off the phone battery and gives it to Liam.
Oh, this is perfect! If we leave the battery to react with the crystal, a lithium-based explosion focused here could destroy the entire drug world!
That's crazier than I am, and I'm crazy!
Wait a minute. We'll blow up too!
Not if we ride out of town with the cavalry, and here she comes! Let's go, kids! Hop onto one!
Trogs start floating towards the portal. Zamfir jumps onto one and rides it. Liam jumps off the crystal. He floats up with one trog in each hand. He realizes he is holding the battery. He drops one of the trogs and throws the battery to Chloe. Chloe catches it and falls off the crystal. She floats up with a trog against her stomach.
Drop the battery!
Chloe flings the battery at the crystal with all her might.
Hold on! It's gonna blow!
As they float towards the portal, the battery causes the green crystal to glow even brighter. Meanwhile, all the trogs inside the house are suddenly drawn towards the portals. All through the house, the purple portals shut down. The six gnomes stand in the quiet basement. Zook.
Sweet succulent tomatoes.
Upstairs in the bathroom, Chloe pushes the toilet lid open and climbs out, followed by Liam. Their clothes and faces are dirty. They look at each other and laugh.
Liam! Chloe!
The gnomes enter. Chloe looks at the toilet.
Nobody flush!
She looks down into the toilet. She steps back. Zamfir jumps out, playing his flute.
Zamfir.
Attention!
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Quicksilver!
Pocket jumps up and down. Zamfir stares at him.
Yo, I forgot your names, but I miss you so dang much!
Sir, in your absence, I lost the keystone, and I also depleted our supply of ooze and...
At ease, fellas. Let me introduce you to my new friends here. This here is Chloe and Liam.
But we already know...
Play along.
Yes, sirree. They helped me destroy the Trog world once and for all. No more Trogs, guys.
I just wish I would have went down...
Zook, I've been gone a long time. Taught myself the flute, covered myself in poop. But one thing gave me strength through all of it. Knowing that my best friend was taking care of my gnome brothers right up here.
Zamfir smiles and nods.
We can finally build that garden! Yee-haw!
Chloe answers the door. Brittany's phone is recording a video.
And here I am at New Girl's house. A.K.A. Frankenstein's castle.
The gnomes.
That's her mother?
No, her mother lives in that tiny pink box.
Well, shave my beard.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry, is somebody talking? Nope, just a weird loser freak and her loser boy toy.
She videos Liam. Chloe tries to shut the door.
I don't think so, Inji. Nobody rejects the BTCs, ever. I decide if we're not friends anymore.
You don't even know what a friend is, Brittany. The moment someone more sparkly comes along, those two will delete you like a creepy friend request.
Tiffany pops a bubble. Brittany holds up the crystal necklace.
Well, look what I still have. I think I'll give it to... my cat.
You do that. I don't need it anymore.
I am the ruler around here, okay? You listen to me.
A purple glow behind the basement door.
What was that?
As if something is trying to break through the door.
Didn't we blow up the Trog world?
We did. Unless...
Unless what?
The door flies off its hinges and a giant purple claw comes through the opening. It is a Megatrog.
You tricked me. You sneaked.
Liam and the gnomes watch with horror as the sharp claws drag across the floor. Brittany's back is to the monster. Chloe, Tiffany, and Chelsea can see it.
So was your hair. I never liked you.
You're just jealous that I have real friends.
Tiffany and Chelsea leave the house and shut the door. Brittany turns around. The monster rises to its full height, filling the room. Purple light emanates from its eyes and mouth. Brittany tries to leave, and it blocks the door. They turn and run. Brittany sees Pocket.
Gnomes!
She faints. Chloe holds her up.
Pocket! Put the hammer away!
Did you see?
This is all a dream.
Chloe and Liam take Brittany upstairs with Zook and Zamfir. The Megatrog is blocking the other gnomes.
We're trapped! Game over, man. Game over.
They reach the hallway. Liam holds the remote for his robot Oozer.
Fall back! Let's go!
I got this.
Zook and Zamfir escape through the secret panel. Liam directs the robot. It rolls up to the Megatrog, then spins around, scoots back into a room, and shuts the door.
Okay, maybe not.
Brittany and Liam crawl through the panel and head to the attic. Chloe follows. Chloe looks up and sees that they are escaping through a high window. She starts to follow, then a tentacle of Megatrog flesh starts squeezing into the attic. Chloe grabs whatever she can find and throws it at the tentacle, but it keeps coming. Then Chloe grabs the ooze plant. When she brings it close to the tentacle, it shrinks back. She tries again and again. The Megatrog flesh will not go near the plant. Chloe looks at the plant. She holds the plant out towards the Megatrog tentacle. It retreats out of the attic. Chloe climbs out the window.
Chloe, hurry!
Here, and don't drop it.
She gives Liam the plant. Zook, Zamfir, Brittany, Liam, and Chloe carefully make their way across the roof of the house. The massive Megatrog is now outside, growing larger and larger. It rises to full height and looks down menacingly on the five escapees. Zamfir and Zook lose their balance and tumble down the roof.
Lord Almighty!
Zamfir grabs onto the gutter and they dangle there. The other three hang onto the roof, fighting against the wind from the Megatrog's roar. Liam drops the plant. Chloe slides down the roof and manages to catch it as it falls.
Gotcha!
Then the Megatrog grabs Brittany. Liam grabs a weather vane from the rooftop.
Yeah, I'm talking to you!
He loses his balance and falls.
Oh!
Liam grabs onto the dangling gnomes.
Chloe, what are we gonna do?
Chloe sees the weather vane. She hurls the plant up to it, then crawls up.
You can do it, Chloe! You go, girl!
Help! New girl! I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everything. Well, mostly everything, please!
Chloe grabs Brittany's phone and the keystone.
Wait, what are you doing?
She holds the phone next to the stone, and it glows brighter.
What are you doing? That's my phone!
Chloe puts both inside the plant.
Turn off the data!
Zook.
Send that Megatrog back to where he came from!
She's gonna do better than that. She's blowing it up for good!
Go, girl, go!
This is my house. And you gotta go.
In slow motion, Chloe throws the plant right into the Megatrog's mouth. The monster grabs Chloe.
Chloe!
Pinky!
Suddenly, bright green light shoots out of its body, inside the house.
Quick, up the chimney!
Huzzah!
Quicksilver and the other gnomes climb up to the roof.
Back, foul beast! From which you came!
The green light overpowers the Megatrog. It starts to disintegrate, then disappears as the screen goes white. Now, on a white background, a gnome hat and a daisy float down. Then, another gnome hat. Close-up of the daisy. It continues to float downwards. The white background fades into Chloe's bedroom, where Chloe is asleep in her bed. The daisy lands gently on a book on a bedside table. Catherine gently touches Chloe's shoulder.
Chloe?
Chloe sits up.
Mom, I tried calling all night. I found this in the bathroom.
Chloe's phone.
What happened?
There is a text on her phone from Brittany which reads, I had the craziest dream last night. Chloe runs out into the hall and looks over the railing. Then she goes back into her room and looks out the window.
Chloe? Are you okay?
Mom, I want to stay.
Okay, sure. I'll let school know you're not feeling...
No, I mean here. In this house. I really like it here. Feels like home.
She looks up at her mother and smiles. The give each other a big, long hug. Chloe breaks away.
Shave my beard! I gotta get ready for school!
She runs out of the room, then runs back.
Hey, Mom? I love you.
Catherine wipes a happy tear from her eye. Now, in the attic, Zamfir draws a diagram of a garden on the chalkboard.
Then there's no room for zucchini. I spent 50 years talking to trogs covered in poop. I think I earned it.
Tomatoes or zucchini?
Chloe peeks in.
It matters not to me. I simply wish for a small patch to plant my petunias.
No. The tomato plants have to go here.
There's no room for flowers.
I want my petunias!
Now hold on. We gotta decide if we want them row by row or just scatter the seeds.
Pocket sees Chloe and winks at her. She winks back. Next, she answers the door to Liam. They walk to school.
Yo, Liam. Let me get your opinion on something, yeah?
Okay.
I think I'm ready to change out the pink.
Oh, would you really?
I would.
Huh. What color?
I don't know. Something a little brown, a little blonde, a little more me.
An overhead view of Chloe and Liam as they walk down a sidewalk together. The view moves higher to the weather vane on top of Chloe's house. The weather vane is in the shape of a garden gnome.
Built from the ground up, like a champion, a little messed up, but not broken. We've come too far to let this go. We're gonna stand up, gonna fight on. You underestimate us, think you're untouchable. And you don't know what we're made of, but now we're gonna let you know. Oh, that you're not the greatest. Won't hide anymore. So don't underestimate us. Underestimate us. This is our house. You know we're bringing it. Watch us get loud. You ain't seen nothing yet. Go ahead and take a shot. We can show you what we got. Cause this is our house. We won't let you forget. Gave you some tough talk, hurt your ego, tripped up that cool walk. Or was it our show? How does it feel down on the floor? That's just how it goes when you don't know. You underestimate us, think you're untouchable. And you don't know what we're made of, but now we're gonna let you know. Oh, that you're not the greatest. Won't hide anymore. So don't underestimate us. Underestimate us. This is our house. You know we're bringing it. Watch us get loud. You ain't seen nothing yet. Go ahead and take a shot. We can show you what we got. Cause this.
Credits. Directed by Peter Lapetiotis. Screenplay by Michael Schwartz and Zena Zaflow. Screen story by Rob Moreland. Produced by John H. Williams and Danielle Sterling. Executive producers Jeremy Ross. Henry Skelsey, John Christensen, Eamon Butler, Warren Franklin, Rob Moreland, Ross Venacour, Hillary Arlene Jones, Harry Smith, C. Thomas Paschal, Geneva Wasserman, and Ray Wu. Co-producer, Victoria Ito-Searing, Patrick Warlock, Simon Crow, and Robin Klein. Co-executive producers, Peter Nagel, Anthony Hunt, and Duncan Roger. Original score by Patrick Stump. Score produced by Christopher Carmichael. Cast, Becky G as Chloe, Josh Peck as Liam, Tara Strong as Catherine, Olivia Holt as Brittany, David Kochner as Zamfir, Jeff Dunham as Quicksilver, Patrick Stump as Alpha, Bravo and Charlie, Nash Greer as Trey, Madison De La Garza as Tiffany and Chelsea, and George Lopez as Zook. Edited by Rob Neal, production designer Gil Rimmer, visual effects supervisor Alex Parkinson, animation director Jason Ryan, layout and stereography supervisor Olaf Skena, CG supervisor Chris Casimir, character supervisor Boris Plateau, asset supervisor Matt Jones. 3QU executive team, Dennis Rice, Brian Beglin, Matt Kulig, John Murphy, Anna Skelsey, and Taylor Rain. Logos, 3QU, Cinesite, SC Films, Technicolor, United Talent, and Studiopolis. Copyright 2017, Gnomes Limited. All rights reserved. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.